Hello, baby. Oh, I already did that one. Take that back. Take it back. Oh, man. 2 seconds in, I already have to cough because my throat is killing me. Wow. Did God smite me with the throat death right now for no reason? I don't even think I'm sick. I think it's just death throat. Just, you know, just a little touch of the death throat. You know, total annihilation of your throat. It happens all the time. I don't know. I just make stuff up to talk about. I don't know why. Hey, guys. A couple days overdue. I was really on fire with those podcasts I was releasing. But now I'm going to do something. Oh, first disclaimer. Doing something a little odd. I'm recording before Sam gets here to record F this podcast. So I am probably going to have to cut it off. But I'm so busy these days that I'm just trying to record for like the 20 minutes before he gets here. And then once he gets here, you may note that I'll have to pause, and that may or may not be apparent in the editing. So there's that. Okay. Next thing, and most importantly, I finally decided to set up a PayPal donate button because I was talking to No Illusions of the Scathing Atheist podcast that I did. Check that episode out, by the way. The latest one out as of when this is published. It was a great time. Good interview. Good show. They run a tight ship over there. They edit stuff. They chop it down to the bare essentials, the bare necessities, and they just turn in 30 minutes of like perfect kind of content. It's pretty cool. It's definitely the opposite of what I do. I just talk. And then after I'm done, I put in more dead air. Like I just edit in like me going, cause like I want to have as much just dead time as possible. No, not really. But it is kind of the opposite of what I do. Anyway, I was talking to him and he talked about how he set this donate button. And I really, in thinking about it, I have spent a lot of money on this show and I've spent more importantly, not that I'm trying to get all, you know, don't take this as I'm bitter or anything, but I've had to read the effing Bible, you guys. What would you pay someone to read the Bible to you? Probably thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. Well, I'm asking you to donate not that much unless you are billionaire Lance Hunt, I think is the guy's name from, check that reference, billionaire Lance Hunt. Go ahead and Google that. It's a great movie. Anyway, or I got the name wrong and you'll just get nothing. That'll be funny. Yeah, so please, okay, so on the Facebook fan page, which everyone needs to get on, I think about roughly not enough of you are on, I don't know what the percentage is, but maybe a third or a quarter of you are on Facebook. Get on facebook.com/TNTheP. Once, TNTheB, almost said P. Once you're on there, there's a little tab that says, please donate, and it's PayPal icon, it's very apparent. Or if you really don't want to go on my Facebook, you actually don't even, if you're like, a spy and you need, you know, like you work for the CIA and you need to make sure no one sees that you like my stupid podcast. You can even, I'm pretty sure you can get on it without even liking the page. You can get on the PayPal donate button or go to thomasinthebible.com and there's to the right, there's a PayPal donate button there. So yeah, I've spent a lot. I have really good gear. You may notice that my audio quality is once I figured it out early episodes, it was a little shitty cause I didn't know what I was doing. But I've spent a lot on gear to have a nice, clean product. And I didn't really expect anything back, and I don't want to do ads or anything, but I just thought, if you appreciate the show and just the immense amount of time I've put in, I'm hoping that the good ones out there, the ones who don't just, you know, hear my cries for help and just think how unfortunate I am to have read this to you. The good ones out there, over time, hopefully you'll donate enough so that I cannot be in negative. I'm probably negative $2,000 or $3,000 at this point with all the gear and the paying for the website for 3.5 years. Anyway, I'm not trying to make this sound negative. This is not a negative thing. I just really appreciate it. If you give me a message or something with your donation, I will read it on the show. And then also I'm thinking about I haven't had time because this is short notice. Likely going to set up some sort of prize or something or a giveaway for donations. So please do that. Sorry to take up so much of this valuable time that I could be reading the worst effing book ever written Without further ado, I will get to your Bible. Thank you very much for listening to that message. So, 2 Chronicles 14. Oh, guys, one more quick thing. It's episode 100. Just thought I'd throw that out there. 100th episode, I finally decided to do the PayPal donate button. So, took 100 episodes of this crap, and you've listened to every one if you're listening to this one. So, just think about each episode takes me probably 3 or 4 hours, so that's of work. That's a lot. Anyway, so Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years, and Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods in the high places, and brake down the images, and cut down the groves. And he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore he said unto Judah, Let us build these cities and make about them walls and towers and gates and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God, and we have sought him, and he hath given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. And Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears, and out of Judah 300,000 men, and out of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of 1,000,000. 300. The numbering technology had not come very far. That they got to 1,000, they're like, I don't know, I can't do any more than that. So it's just like, what do we do when there's 1,000, but like 1,000 of that? What do we do? 1,000. We could, this is really dumb, but we could call it 1,000,000, I guess. I don't know. I really, that's perfect. It's like that was the height of their number naming technology. 1,000,000. Nowadays, we'd call that, I don't know, let's do the math, times 20,000. 300 chariots and came unto Mereshah. Excuse me, drink of water. Okay, I'm back. Then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatha at Mereshah. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God. We rest on thee. And in thy name we go out against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let no man prevail against thee. That's clever. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and Ethiopians fled. So, yeah, this was kind of like a, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Asa sort of, I don't remember this, by the way. I don't know, maybe it just wasn't significant, much like all of the Bible that we've read so far. But Asa sort of, not blackmailed, but what's the word? It's like he sort of conned God, he trapped him. Because he's like, okay, everybody, let's go out with this army and fight these guys. Hey, and then like right when they were about to fight, they're like, hey, God, I know this is nothing to you. And sorry if you can hear my cat in the background, but I'm not sorry because he's my cat. He's my cat. He's just ruining all my things. It's like what he does. See, that's actually the cat tab is part of the what I need donations for. To date, I think he's ruined $300 of headphones. He's like 4 or 5 good pairs of iPhone headphones, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, so I need to raise money to have him killed. That's what I'm trying to say. I need to hire a cat hitman to, that's what I said the first time, to take him out in a way that's going to look like an accident so that I don't, you know, I still maybe have a girlfriend. That's maybe, may or may not be the concern. So, oh, if any of you heathens know a cat hitman or a hit cat, a man hit cat. That's what I need a man, but a hit cat. Anyway, what the hell was I saying? Oh yeah. So Asa, they sort of went to battle, right? And Asa's like, oh God, we're already on the way to this massive battle where we might get killed. But Would you mind? It's not too much trouble for you. I know it isn't, because you're just an amazing God. Can you go ahead and kill all these guys for us? And, you know, because if you don't, then you're going to be defeated. He sort of added God into the equation. He's like, yeah, because we sort of represent you. And, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, do what you want. But I, for one, if I were a God, you know, if I were a God, I probably wouldn't want my God army to be beaten. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you're God, you make the choices around you. I understand that. I get all that. That would be something I, as a God, would be a little uncomfortable with. Just saying. And then God's like, oh shit, he's got me. All right, I'll kill him. He just goes, and he blows out some air, and then they're all dead. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gerar, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. And they smote all the cities round about Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. They smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. End of chapter 14. Water break. Okay, I'm back. And I'm back! Yeah, not much to say there. Pretty boring stuff. This is Chronicles. We gotta get through it. Second Chronicles. We already beat one Chronicles with a flawless victory. And we need to try to beat... This is gonna be a tough one. Second Chronicles is even harder just because it's just the time that I've had to spend reading this. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah. Hank Azariah is in this. All right, okay, I can read this. Hank Azariah, he makes anything good. Seriously, it's Azariah. I don't think there's an H in Hank Azaria's name, but I can't totally remember how to spell that. Anyway, Hank Azaria, fantastic character actor, Simpsons voice. He'll make this fun. And the Spirit of God is coming upon him. I mean, if that's not comedy, I don't know what is. Hank Azaria, the son of Oded. Never heard of Oded. Not sure if he was a voice actor too. And it went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you. While ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But I thought the true God just helped them through a battle. What the hell? Hard to keep all this straight. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Is this all in, like, Mo, or, let's see, what does Hank Azaria do? Does he do Mo, or, Apu? Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a very racist Apu voice, but look, it's not racist when Hank Azaria does it. Also, he's been doing it since, like, 1992. So, you know, racism was totally cool back then. Anyway, it's been a long time that The Simpsons has existed. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not... Oh, I already read that. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet... Oh, that wasn't Hank Azaria. That was Oded. Boring. He just does an American dad voice. He doesn't do the Simpsons voices. He took courage and put away the abominable idols. It idols of the abominable snowman. That was who he worshipped. Out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin... and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. The Lord has a porch. I did not know that. Does the Lord's porch... I don't know, this might not be funny except to those country bumpkins like myself. We had a porch, a nice country... Well, I suppose lots of people have porches, but in the country, you have, you know, a light outside your door, and you just get shitloads of... bugs and crap, you know, just infinite bugs, moths, giant moths, the size of men, not really, but pretty big. And then like, because of evolution, because of how the world works, then you get a bunch of frogs. I had a bunch of frogs that would, like, hang out. This was back home, back when I was a wee pup, up until the age of 18, 17. And then all the frogs eat the giant-ass bugs, and you got this huge, like, ecosystem going on right out. I wonder if God's porch has that, you know, or if he has the little light, the little zap light that gets all the bugs. I don't know. Do city people have that many bugs? I know you probably have some. And I do live in a city now, but I don't have a porch because I'm in an apartment. But it was a shitload of bugs, let me tell you. And I ate a handful every day as I would go out to walk to school. No, not really. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin. It's the only nutrition I could get. I like how when you're old, you just make your life whatever you wanted it to be, and you just tell people that. I'm pretty sure old people are always doing that. The Great Depression probably was fine. It was probably not even hard. It was, like, barely depressing at all. They were like, we have a little less money. I'm sure it's just exaggerated over the years. It didn't actually happen. The stocks went down like 7% one day. And they're like, oh, God. And then just through the art of exaggeration, it eventually became what it was. That's all true. You don't even have to check my sources because I have none. So the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon. For they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered up unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord. Lots of covenantry going on. I feel like there aren't as many covenants nowadays, I'd say, by a factor of as many covenants as there are, as there were back then, by that factor. Not a whole lot of covenants. We got agreements, treaties, treatises, which are different. I'm not very good at words. I don't know, treatise might just be treaties or whatever. Might just be like a written thingy. That might not be related to a treaty. But anyway, you got treaties, you got contracts. There's not a lot of covenants. I think I should enter into an employment covenant with someone. Like, yeah, I'm gonna be your employee, but it's a covenant we have, not a contract. And unless that means I have to, like, do something with my penis, which is kind of how these covenants go, or sacrifice. Ooh, I could sacrifice my cat. Maybe kill two cats with one stone. Nah, I love my cat, even though he's cost me thousands of dollars. I would never personally do it. I might hire a hit cat, but okay, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death. Yeah, that's fine. Whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and maybe strumpets and with cornets. It didn't say strumpets, but I'm just going to say strumpets. There were also trumpets and strumpets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire. And he was fond of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about. And also concerning Maacah, M-A-A-C-H-A-H, Maacah, it's probably the mother of Asa the king. He removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burnt it at the brook Kidron. But all the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. And he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and that he himself had dedicated, silver, gold, and vessels. And there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Okay. We are on Chronicles 16 now. We're going through 19. Guys, 100th episode out of, there will be 260. And so that means 30 more and we are halfway done. Only took me 5 years. Whew. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against of Asa. There was no comma. There was no comma. Your Honor, there was no comma separating these two thoughts and I got confused. Thank you. I plead not guilty or either not guilty or insanity. Either way. Just one of those. Just decide which. In the 6th and 30th year of the reign of Asa, comma, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah. Because normally there's commas all over the place. There's like a bukkake of commas. A bukamakaki. Bukamakaki. Kamakaki. That's, wow. Everywhere in this book. But the one place I needed one, there wasn't one. I don't, that's very strange. It's not like the Bible to do that. So someone came to war, whatever. And then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the city of Israel, and they smote Ejon and Dan and Abel-Maim and all the store cities of Naphtali, all those. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard of it, that he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. Now keep track of all this, because it's vitally important to your salvation. When you get to heaven, God will ask you, there will be a multiple choice random quiz of all these dumbass cities and people and stuff, and you have to get 100%, otherwise you're damned. And at that time, Hanani, the seer, came... Oh man, I think the cat might have just ruined my day with his butt, if you know what I mean. Oh, okay, I'm getting the early warning system I have of the cat taking a shit. It's the worst. Anyway, about that hit cat. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I think it's coming in there. Coming in nicely. It's weird. There's like a first few molecules that hit my nose. I'm like, what is that? Oh, God. And then 2 minutes later, I have to evacuate my house. And then I'm in like one of those hazmat suits. And I have to empty. How? I don't get it. I mean, I guess that's why cats learn to bury their shit, because it just, even burying it doesn't do anything. I don't even know why they bothered to learn that. All right, I got to stop going off topic here. I got a lot to get through. No, not really. Oh, yeah, throat death. So Asa, like, wrote a letter to a guy and said, like, hey, why can't we be friends anymore? And the guy's like, yeah, you're right. And then the guy came and helped him, I think. I think that's what happened. And Asa... The king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. I read that already. And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew himself in strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein, oh God, cat. Woo! Can you smell that over the microphone? I'm pretty sure you can. That's one piece of microphone technology I wish I hadn't bought. I bought that microphone smell technology, deeply regretting it right now. God. Sorry. Oh, cats. They can ruin your life with their butt. They really can. Unbelievable power that they have. And yet we keep these animals in our houses. What are we doing? What are we thinking? I don't know. They're so cute. Anyway. Mixed feelings about cats. Were not the Ethiopians and Lubians... I read that. I read that. Then Asa was wroth with the seer. Wait, hold on. Oh, hold on. So first the seer was like... What? Oh. Okay, so earlier, as I read, Asa relied on the Lord, and the Lord delivered the people into thine hand. But now, the seer is saying... he didn't do it, and herein thou hast done foolishly. I guess in this battle he didn't pray maybe the right way or something. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Well, It sounds like he's had wars the whole time. Like, I don't know. Anyway, then Asa was wroth with the seer. I want to be wroth. I'm wroth with everyone who doesn't donate. I declare myself wroth with respect to those who don't hit my PayPal donate button. Thank you. You can consider me wroth. David Lee Roth with a W. And put him in a prison house. For he was enraged with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last. Lo, they are written in the books of the kings of Judah and Israel. And I really hope we've already read that. If that's another book, like Chronicles 3 or something, I'm going to kill myself. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. He had a case of the gout. Yet in his disease, he sat not to the Lord, but to the physicians. Never do that. And Asa slept with his fathers. What if the physicians could talk to the Lord? Can they be the middlemen or no? And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. That's still a pretty good run. 140. That's not a bad for being a king. I think there are a lot of kings who were king for a lot less than that. And they buried him in his own sepulcher, which he had made for himself. That's a word I don't need. Sepulcher or whatever. I always want to say sepulcher, but I don't think it is. I think it's sepulcher for no reason. And then also, I don't need that word. That's too much word. Too many letters. Take that back, rewrite it, get it back to me. By tomorrow. Just ksh would be good. Or polkers. Even polkers would not be bad. A polker. Yeah, let's do a polker. Apostrophe P-U-L. Anyway. And laid him in the bed, which was filled with sweet odors and of divers kinds of spices prepared by the apothecary. Apothecary is a great word. I'm keeping that word. That's a good word. It flows. Apothecary. It flows. Sepulcher. No. Doesn't flow. And they made a very great burning for him. All right, 17. Two more? Oh my God, really? My throat is killing me. My cat's butt is killing me. I'm going to do my best. Got to drink some more water. Chapter 17. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead and strengthened himself. Hold on, message from Sam, my brother and F This Podcast partner. Okay, I guess I still have some time, so I'll keep going. I will keep going. And strengthened himself against Israel, and he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah, and set garrisons in the land of Judah, and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Baalim, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places in the groves of Judah. Also in the third year of his reign, he sent to his princes, even to Ben-Hail, and to Obadiah, and to Zechariah, and to Nethaneel, and to Micaiah, yeah, to teach in the cities of Judah. And with them he sent Levites, and a bunch of Levites. I'm not going to read their names. He sent like a paragraph of Levites. That's how many Levites he sent, and they're all their names. And they taught in Judah, and had the book of the law of the Lord with them, and he went throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. And some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver, and the Arabians brought him flocks and 7,700 rams, and 7,700 he-goats. I bet you there was a couple missing. I bet you there was a couple. There's no way they had exactly 7,700. I don't believe it. Some guy's like 7,500, 7,570. He actually had like 40 goats. And he 7,700. I counted them. And Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly. And he built in Judah castles and cities of store. And he had much business in the cities of Judah, and the men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem. And these are the numbers of them according to the house of their fathers. Of Judah, the captains of thousands, Adnah the chief, and with him his mighty men of valor, 300,000. And next to him, okay, and some other people, whatever, who cares? There are a bunch of people with him. All right, next chapter. That's all it was a list of some people and some armies. Okay, 18, I can do this. Sam is late, of course. So, I might be able to finish this entire thing. And I regret even mentioning to you that he was coming, because clearly he wasn't the whole time. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab and to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance. Not to eat. He says, hey, you want me to kill some sheep for you? Sure, let's kill some sheep and oxen. All right. Bow and arrow. Shoot a few of them for fun. I'm sure that's the kind of people they were. When he says, and he killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, I can't help but think that. I don't know. And for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men, and he said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may... Is this the guy that was in prison before, or no? Oh, I remember this. By whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same as Micaiah the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, fetch quickly Micaiah the son of Imlah. The son of Imlah, my son-in-law. He's my son-in-law. He's my son-in-law, the son of Imlah. That must have gotten confusing. A real who's on first situation. Fetch the son of Imlah, I feel like there's a language barrier here. I want the son of Imlah, not my son-in-law. Do you understand? Can you wrap your brain around that? Go get the son of, no, that's my son. That's just a different son-in-law. I have lots of sons-in-law. That's not what I want. I want the son-in-law. Anyway, yeah, I'm ridiculous. I have to do certain mind games just to keep into the Bible, just to keep my sanity. I have to do really not funny comedic bits. I don't know, that was kind of a contradiction, wasn't it? And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat either of them on his throne, clothed in their robes, and they sat in a void place at the entering in of a gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Shenaniah, had made him horns of iron, and said, thus saith the Lord, with thee shalt thou push Syria until they become consumed. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls. The words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy words, therefore, I pray thee. I remember this. I'm starting to remember this. This is a good sign. That means we're getting toward the end, maybe? I don't know. I pray thee, be like one of theirs. Yeah, the guy, this is the one prophet that's like the good prophet, probably. And they're like, dude, just tell him what he wants to hear. And then, of course, he's probably not going to do that. I don't want to spoil the ending. But I think maybe he won't do that. So, where's my spot? I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that I will speak. Like, oh yeah, I know. We're all we're all prophets of the Lord here, in air quotes. I know, the Lord. Yeah, of course, we're all. But anyway, can you just say what we're all saying? Because they all know you can't actually talk to the Lord. Yeah, I get it. No, we're all prophets of the Lord. I know, we all talk to the same Lord. He talked to me. He told me to tell you, to tell the king. Whatever, you know, whatever we're going to say. You know, that's what he said. It wasn't those exact words. He said, I'm God. Have Micaiah tell the king what he wants to hear. That's what he said. That's what he said in a dream. I don't know. It's so easy to make this crap up. He came in a cloud and there's a goat, but the goat had three heads. I don't know what it means, but it's a sign. It must be a sign of something. And then he told me, have Micaiah, three heads, but one head is for Micaiah. Second head is for the king. Third head is for you. And they all need to be in agreement. And that's why I had three heads, because they think together. And yeah, that was what he said. I just made that up. But that could have very easily been a real prophecy. Could it not have been? Am I wrong? What was I saying? And when he was come to the king said, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, go ye up and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. And the king said to him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? Again he said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne. He has a throne. How big of a douchebag is the Lord? He has a throne. Yeah, we get it. You're God. You created everything. You have a throne. That's not even something that puny, terrible humans who are heads of corporations would do. That would be like God is worse than the head of a corporation, the CEO. They would never sit in a throne. They could. They wanted to. There's nothing to stop them. They could have a throne built. But they don't. You know why? Because they have just the tiniest iota of shame, I guess would be a good word. They have a sense of shame. But here's the Lord, the creator of the world. And after he's done creating everything, the universe, all that, he builds himself a throne just to be able to sit. I don't think this is... this is all supposed to be figurative. Figurative for what? This is what they thought. This is not figurative. This is what they thought was real back then. This is what Jesus believed in. The Lord had a throne. He probably believed that. I bet you if we could reanimate Jesus' corpse, that's not here, because there is no, according to the Christians, there's no Jesus corpse, but there is somewhere. It's just dust. But anyway, could we reanimate it? And we asked him, like, hey, do you think the Lord has a throne? He'd be like, yeah, duh, it says it. And he probably knows the chapter and verse. Yeah, Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. I don't know, it's the same names. Maybe it is. I don't know. That's interesting. Yeah, 2 Chronicles, dude. The boring one that repeats all the crap. That's what Jesus would say. Yeah, dude. Yeah, 2 Chronicles. The ones that just repeats what you've already read in a like slightly less irritating manner, but still it's all repeated. Yeah, that one. It says it in there. And all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and his left. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spake, saying after this manner, and another after that manner. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go out. This is all the vision, I think, that what's his name had. And be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. Ooh, this is clever. And the Lord said, so this guy is undermining the other prophets. He's saying that they must have constantly been undercutting each other. Well, my prophecy said that your other prophets would say that you look fat in that outfit. But you actually look good in it. And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets. And the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. Then Zedekiah, the son of Chenaniah, came near and smote Micaiah upon the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see on that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. Then the king of Israel said, take ye Micaiah, carry him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash the king's son, and say, Thus saith the king, Put this fellow in prison, and feed him with bread of affliction, and with water of affliction, until I return in peace. And Micaiah said, If thou certainly return in peace, then hath not the Lord spoken by me? And he said, Hearken, all you people. I don't know if you understood that. I'm to the point where I can kind of understand this BS, because I've read it so much. Micaiah was saying that all his other prophets were wrong. All the other guys' prophets were wrong. And he said, if you go out, you'll be scattered and stuff. Well, what's his name? Whoever he's prophesizing to. King of Israel. Jehoshaphat, I guess. Jehoshaphat, Boba Fett's brother, said, well, you're full of shit and I hate you. So you're going in prison. And when I come back, you're dead or something like that. And Micaiah says, keeping in consistent with his prophecy, he says, if you come back, then I was wrong. And God did not speak through me. He's like, mark this, everyone. He said, mark this. Mark this. Mark it well. And that they did, I'm sure. So, yeah. I'm trying to see if I can change some things. There we go. Okay. And and the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. Oh, it wasn't Jehoshaphat. It was the king of Israel, whose name I forget. Asa maybe still? No, Asa died. Who cares? Went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself, and I will go into the battle. But put thou on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, Fight ye not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. I'm not sure why Jehoshaphat agreed to this. Like, the king of Israel is like, shit, this guy is saying I'm definitely going to be killed. Here, Jehoshaphat, how about you wear all my clothes and a mask that looks like me? Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I'll do that. What a good friend. I don't know if any of my friends would do that for me if I were to go into a battle and God's prophets had said I would be killed. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, It is the king of Israel, because he's in disguise. Therefore they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. So basically he pissed his pants, I think. And they're like, oh, this isn't the king of Israel. For it came to pass that when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture, and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to his chariot men, Turn thy hand, and thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day. We've already read this word for word, by the way. This is just insanity to me that we're reading this again. And the battle increased that day. Howbeit the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the even. And about that time, the sun going down, he died. So he did die. Okay, chapter 19. I can get through this. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek God. And Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem, and he went out again through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim and brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. And he set judges in the land, all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city. And they said to the judges, Take heed what ye do, for ye judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in judgment. Wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. Moreover, in Jerusalem did Jehoshaphat set of the Levites, and of the priests, and of the chief of the fathers of Israel, for the judgment of the Lord, and for our controversy, or for controversies, when they returned to Jerusalem. And he charged them, saying, Thus shall ye do in fear of the Lord, faithfully and with a perfect heart. And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in your cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandments, salutes and judgments, so shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. This do, and ye shall not trespass. And behold, Amariah, the chief priest, is over you in all matters of the Lord, and Zebadiah, the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, for all the king's matters. Also the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be good with you. That is the end of the reading. Sam's coming in. Sam can come in and sit and eat if he wants. I'm just going to say the last couple things. Yeah, please hit that PayPal donate button if you feel like you should donate to someone who's been made to read the Bible to you by robot overlords. I don't know. Alien overlords. Because there's no way any sane person would ever read this book. And I should be paid handsomely for that. No, yeah, just please, if you can, that'd be very nice. It would help a lot in going forward with this project. It would help me continue to put out this excellent content. Having said that, check out F This Podcast. The website, the Facebook is /F This Podcast, I think. I don't know. Who cares? Just search it. And but more importantly, we did an interview that was hilarious that I actually re-listened to because we did it like a month ago. And they just published it, Digression Sessions podcast, friend of the show. Yeah, we did that interview, and then I listened to it and I had forgotten everything we said, and it was really good. So you should check it out. And as always, follow me on Twitter at twitter.com, www.twitter.com. At T and the B is my Twitter handle. And that's it. Thank you for joining me for episode 100, Thomas and the Bible. See you later.